Coach, wrapped up your spring practices, have 100 days before your first game of the year and moving into a new Vanier complex. How do you feel your spring was this year?
Up and down, probably lacked the consistency that a coach would like to have, I guess. You know, so there were some bright spots, but not enough of them. And, we just probably didn't get the impact of what, you know, we're all about, trying to get better every day and being consistent about it. All those things just didn't fall in place yet.
Looking in the fall there, it looks like you've got a lot of your returners on defense, a lot of more questions on offense. Who's maybe some of the players that have really stepped up and put themselves in prime position going into fall camp?
Well, the guys that you saw in the spring game were, the ones, and so those are the guys that have stepped up and made some headway. I was pleased that a few of our younger guys, stepped up and proved that they are going to be in contention to play. Justin Sillman, one of the running backs, had a pretty nice spring. Dominic Heath has made some headway and some progress at a return position, which was important for us to have. Elijah Lee, who had played off and on last year, I thought made some headway as well. Sam Sizelove's younger player that moved up the ladder a little bit and proved gained some consistency. Still has a lot to learn about our program, but anyway, that's a bunch.
I just want to change gears here a little bit. One thing I often made comment of last year, and which really I think impresses just everybody out there that watches football, is 58 walk-ons, kids who were walk-ons or had them walk-ons, at K-State on your roster last year. What makes that happen at K-State?
Well, I think, first and foremost, no matter who it is in your program, whether it's a walk-on or, a scholarship player, the most significant thing is kind of a value system, how hard they'll work, the kind of discipline they have, the capacity to do things right and carry out their responsibilities on and off the field. All those things are, in our program, are highly significant. And I think when young guys come in, I make it a point not to know who's a walk-on and who's not. That's not significant to me, but those other things are. You take, we had, six guys, I think, that has signed NFL contracts, two in the draft, two free agents. Five of those six were walk-ons into our program at one point in time. And the other one, nobody else recruited. So, they made it because, of their value system, their intrinsic values. And I think that's what gives young guys that are not scholarshiped initially the opportunity to earn scholarships and to have success in our program.
Well, do you think there's a chance that is more possible at K-State than it is at a lot of programs?
Well, I can't speak to that. I don't really know. I'd like to think that every young guy that wherever he goes to school who has a value system in place would have a chance. I'd like to think so. I don't know if it's true or not.
Finally, in events like tonight and coming out here to Scott City, do you enjoy these, and how unique is this?
Well, this one is unique, probably, in its own right. But, I've been coming here for 20-some-odd years, and I enjoy the people, and they're genuine, they're sincere. They represent, they kind of represent what Kansas State is all about. They're people that work hard. They understand what hard work is all about, and, they're kind of walk-ons, in their own right, and they've earned their way, and they do it without any pretense, and they don't try to be somebody that they're not, and I admire that and appreciate it, and it kind of goes back to that Midwestern work ethic, and you know, they represent it quite well, and that's what I want our program to represent is that Midwestern work ethic.
Real quickly, two Scott City kids on your team, Colburn Cashman and Luke Hayes, going in through another year. Talk about their progress that they've made here in the last year heading into fall.
Well, they really have done exactly that. I just visited with Colburn just a little bit ago. You know, young guy that, you know, he has, that's what we've been talking about all night here. He possesses all of that. Luke does as well. Luke has worked himself, as you saw last year, into a starting role. And Colburn has moved up the ladder, and he's, you know, in a position where he'll compete for a starting position. But he's been excellent on our special teams, which is as vital to us as any offense or defensive thing that we do. And the neat thing is they're wonderful young people, great young people.